All lines are now bridged.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Conditions and Maintenance of Certification Requirements Task Force meeting under the HITECH. Thank you for joining us. We are going to be continuing on with some discussions around the NPRM recommendations, the rule recommendations. Recognizing that we have a small group here of our HITECH members, the chair here, Denise, of the task force, along with members John Travis and Ken Kawamoto. So I will just hand it off to you, Denise, so we could begin. I don't need to call roll at this point.
Okay, so we've got roll done, right? So, or do you need to call roll?
No need.
You've got that covered. Okay, Kate, do you just want to just quickly review the charge that we're going to continue deliberating
sure.
on?
Yes. So for this task force is charged with providing recommendations on the application programming interfaces, real-world testing, and attestations, conditions, and maintenance of certification requirements, updates to most of the 2015 edition health IT certification criteria, and changes to the ONC health IT certification program, as well as deregulatory actions related to certification criteria and program requirements.
Thank you, Kate. So yesterday we went through a debrief of the discussion that we had at HITECH when we presented our draft recommendations. I know we had one item, Kate, that I think you were going to follow up on. Let me see if I...
The timing piece?
Yes, on the timing piece, whether there was any coordination with the CMS regulation and whether there was an allotment of time or a date certain for the providers to have their 2015 updated 2015 edition in production and in use, because we were going to entertain a recommendation on providing some guardrails around how much time the developers are going to use or need versus the healthcare provider organizations or the customers that are using the health IT, certified health IT.
Yeah, and I did reach out, and I will probably have an answer probably by our meeting next week, or I can email it to you if I can provide
okay.
further clarification. I don't have it
Great.
Right now.
Great. And then what we should do is slot that as an item to discuss to form a recommendation around next week at our next meeting.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, we went through all of the notes. Sasha took notes while we had the HITECH meeting, and we went through the notes to see what areas were highlighted in terms of the recommendations. And I believe we got through all of the notes yesterday. Ken, we could back up. And like I said, I don't have the screen in front of me, but there's a recommendation we added based on your feedback. That you gave prior to the HITECH meeting. Kate, can you pull that up?
Yeah, I'm going to share my screen right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you see it, Ken?
I can.
Okay. Sorry, Denise. What was the recommendation? This was the one that Ken had added?
Yeah, that didn't have a number on it yet.
The Argonaut one? I think we...
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That was the one. So, Ken, we discussed this yesterday, and... Everybody was in agreement with the recommendation, so we're going to carry that recommendation forward that the regulation shouldn't be specifying Argonaut, but rather the HL7 specs, which derive information from the Argonaut work.
Sounds good. Well, I'm obviously in agreement. Thank you.
Okay, we just wanted to let you know that.
Great.
And the only person that is not aware of that discussion would be Sasha, and we can check in with her next week.
Okay.
So I believe we got through all of our recommendations. We had some discussion, again, around the duration of time being made available in the regulation for the developers to get all of this work done, to test, to deliver the products to the customers, and then for the customers to have the time they need to implement the release, do the build, implementation, and training, and their rollout, particularly for really large health systems that have a lot of sites, and then for smaller providers who have limited resources, that, you know, they have the flip side of the issue. So we are going to discuss that next week. The other item that we're deferring to next week, John had proposed a revision to the recommendation on the e-prescribing, e-Rx transactions, and the implementation of the NCPDP, I believe it was.
Yeah.
I don't have my notes right here in front of me, but I'm looking at our recommendation, and we had specified a number of elements that we thought should be optional, and then John pointed out that there is some issues with doing that in terms of how certification works, and made an alternate proposal. And so I don't know if everybody on the task force got that information, but if they didn't, then we could have Katie or Kate send it out to the rest of the task force members to take a look, so when and be prepared to discuss that next week.
Yeah.
Okay. That brought us down to there was no real discussion on the clinical quality measures, except the fact that it would be preferable to go to fire, except that we're not ready to go to fire. I think that was a comment during the discussion at HITAC. And then the last part of this is around the two recommendations we had on privacy and security-related attestation criteria and deregulatory actions. And one thing I'll mention too, Ken, just to bring you up to speed, I was talking with some of the CIOs from Chime. I was on one of their calls, and they were in full agreement about our overarching recommendation that the 2015 edition, rather than being updated, they should we should continue with our recommendation that ONC consider titling or labeling a new edition.
Makes sense. Pretty soon it'll be 2020.
Well, and they, you know, while I think there was some sensitivity around the fact that 2015 just came out for enforcement this year, and I think ONC, at least what I heard, was concerned about throwing out yet another new edition. But when you look at it under the covers, it sure feels like a pretty substantial amount of changes. So the CIOs did not have that reaction that, oh, no, here's another new edition. They actually thought the idea of labeling or specifying a new edition would make things a lot cleaner and less complicated than knowing, okay, well, which 2015 edition is this running on right now? Are we on the new one? So anyway, they overwhelmingly supported that idea. So I just wanted to let you all know that. Is there anything else that is burning on your mind, Ken or John, that the three of us can discuss today, or any questions you might have about what we covered yesterday?
No, nothing.
I did have.
Go ahead, sorry, Ken.
Please go ahead. Now, I did have one comment earlier on the security and HIPAA things, and I've started an offline conversation with some folks to just provide some more sort of clarification on what I mean by that. But I did have proposed language in there. I'm not sure it quite fits with what comments being sought on, but I mean, that is a deep and long topic, but I'm happy to provide a little bit of more info on it, that one. ONC should provide formal guidance on compliance with relevant privacy and security regulations.
That, and that's your recommendation? That
I could go into further detail on that. If I have put in some draft language that I suggested. If it hasn't been discussed before, and obviously it'll require some more folks to discuss it, but I'm happy to sort of discuss that in a little bit more depth and why I think it's an actually pretty important issue for us to discuss at the high tech, at least.
So is that recommendation actually drafted in the Google Doc where we can ask everybody everybody to go look at it and then put that on the agenda for our next meeting?
Yeah, sure. It's right before 2.2.3.4. Yeah.
Yeah, I have it on the screen now. But I can add it for next week's discussion.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of want to get down to the point where we have the final items that we need to agree on, massage, change. One of the other ones I know we need to do a little bit of polishing on is around our recommendation for fire release 4. We did discuss that yesterday too, as well. And again, I got some input and feedback from a group of CIOs and you know, that formed the policy committee with Chime, and they while they have the same concerns that our task force does, where there's smaller provider organizations who are more limited in resources as well as developers. May be challenged, you know, particularly the developers. So one thing we are going to discuss next week is related to the timeline, is if there should be some variance in the timeline, the 24-25-month timeline. But everybody in that CIO group landed on endorsement that really the first real release of FHIR, normative version of FHIR, really is 4, and they think we should drive for that.
Okay. So I think that makes sense.
So
Go ahead. I think my only comment there might be if there's errata or whatnot, that it doesn't have to be 4.0.0, although just by saying 4, that leaves ONC with fairly significant leeway, which I think is appropriate. Just like with version 3, there was an errata version that was published. I think if like some like actual breaking issue is found, and by the time ONC is ready to regulate on it, there's, you know, a version that's considered the latest stable that everyone agrees is the latest stable version of 4, I think we should go with that. I don't think there's anything that prevents that from happening, because it doesn't go down into minor versions in the regs as far as I could tell, but anyway, that's a thought, and if we want to put a recommendation along the lines of, you know, choose the version to require as the version within 4, which is the, you know, most recent stable release that's accepted by the community or something along those lines, I think that wouldn't be bad either.
Well, we should get clarification from ONC on whether that kind of language is permissible, because they do have some drafting requirements they have to comply with in the regulation. I do know Elise has mentioned a couple times about the standards advancement process. So if for some reason there is some issue or concern with publishing a release, but then with the understanding maybe they can put it in the preamble, we can recommend that they discuss what you're suggesting about errata. And I did have those.
It may not. All right, go ahead.
I was just going to say Sasha did make, had your notes in here about that.
Okay. And if they just said release 4, it probably doesn't need that specific clarification, because release 4 will include within it any versions within 4, I think.
for absolute clarity, maybe we want them to say that in the preamble. And
okay.
We'd recommend that they say that. So if you can just kind of capture a note on that, Kate, under the recommendation under API, it's recommendation number. Hold on a second, I'm finding it. It's recommendation 17. So we're standing with our recommendation, but just we might want to reflect this suggestion of Ken's in the preamble, just to make it clear it includes, you know, the minor versions within four. All right, anything else? So, Kate, can we send out like just a little summary, a homework assignment to ask everybody to completely review, I would say, either the Google Doc, because that has the most recent comments, correct?
Yep.
And then highlight the, I think we have three areas we're gonna discuss.
Yep, and let me just clarify or make sure I'm clear on what those three items are. So one is with regard to the recommendation 17, the fire release for both polishing and considering Ken's recommendation. I know the Argonaut one that Ken had added, we just want to run that by Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and probably
the
Carolyn,
timing and
the
e-prescribe. Okay, Carolyn as well.
Carolyn wasn't on the call yesterday either.
And then the other two is the timing, ONC versus CMS, and provide the developers to the providers, and then the e-prescribing.
Right, and then I just thought of one other that we just briefly touched on, but I thought we needed a broader group to discuss, was around recommendation 22 and the whole app registration recommendation. You know, some of the feedback I got from the healthcare provider CIOs is they're kind of concerned about bad actors, even at an entity that's been verified, you know, or authorized or authenticated, whatever we want to call it, because the way we understand the rule is that the health IT developer or the API data provider, they can vet the organization, but not necessarily the app. And I did read in the rule, and I don't remember which page it was on, that it was under information blocking, the preamble prior to the seven exceptions. It talked about this idea of it being, it would not be appropriate for vetting for security purposes that were extensive amount of time or onerous or put up roadblocks to connecting to an API. It said if it did do that, it could be considered information blocking. But just the fact that it was mentioned that a health IT developer may, which seems appropriate, may vet apps to make sure that the security is appropriate and functioning. I mean, I think we all want that. And these were the comments of these CIOs yesterday. They're really nervous about this idea of just anyone plugging in. What if somebody quit an organization and had the keys to the kingdom? Essentially, wouldn't they still be able to plug in? And I had said yesterday, I don't have enough technical knowledge to understand whether that could happen or not. So anyway, I think we might want to discuss recommendation 22, just review that together as a group.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
May not change our recommendation, but at least we can make sure we've covered the bases. And then that's all I had on my list. Unless anybody else has anything.
No.
Did we just go early to public comment?
Sure.
Hey, Denise, this is Raj here. Just want to let you know I've been on for like the last 15, 20 minutes. Thanks for leading everything.
Oh, good. Good. Anything to add, or are you good with the plan?
No, it sounds like a great plan, and thanks again for your leadership here.
No problem. I know how things can happen.
Okay. Operator, you ready for the public comment?
Ready to go whenever you guys
okay.
are.
Operator, can you open the line for public comment, please?
If you would like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your comment from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys.
So while we're waiting for that, Kate, is there anything you want to share with us in terms of, do you want to just review the timeline? And if the operator could let us know if we have anybody in the queue.
Sure. So as far as the April 10th full HITECH meeting, that's the in-person one, if the task force is ready to present and have the full committee vote, that's welcomed. Whatever recommendations are ready to put forward to the full committee to vote on,
mm-hmm.
we can. And then if not, there's April 25th, there's the virtual another full HITECH meeting that we will have to have the final vote on. So I think, since this task force already has most of the recommendations in place and we're doing some finessing, hopefully we'll be able to put forward what has been agreed upon on the task force for the April 10th meeting.
So is it possible for you to start transitioning our text into the transmittal letter format? And then working out of that so we can get a jump on this? Because I think what Elise said and the information blocking work group call yesterday is that if we're at a point where we're pretty close to where we think we're going to land on our recommendations to then have Asel and our ONC leads to help us get that into the transmittal letter format. And
mm-hmm.
we could then publish that on Google Doc and then work out of that. So then once we get everything finalized, then we have it ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And signed up. Yeah, and then we can have our final vote as a task force, and then Raj and I can sign off on it to go forth to the full committee for a vote.
Operator,
does
anybody
sound good?
There are no comments in the queue at the moment.
Thank you.
So I think we're in good shape to possibly conclude the majority of our work and be ready for April 10th. Now, next we have a meeting Thursday and Friday, correct, next week? Or is it Wednesday and Friday? I didn't recall. I'm going to pull up my calendar here.
It is Wednesday the 3rd and Friday the 5th. So Wednesday,
okay.
it's at 9 a.m.
Okay. And then Friday, I am in an airplane, so I would not be able to participate. And I didn't think you were available either, Raj, because I went back to look at your availability that you had submitted. Or maybe I was just looking at the wrong date. Maybe you are available.
Sorry,
what's
which is the date again?
The call that's on Friday, and it's at 3 p.m. Eastern, April 5th.
Yeah, I'm available then.
Oh, good. Well, back at you. I need you to lead.
Okay, good. No problem. Done.
So we really should encourage in the message that you get out, Kate, encourage the entire task force to do whatever they can to be available at 9 o'clock on Wednesday so we can make sure we're all good to go and on those remaining items.
Okay.
And then Raj could get my email vote from me, and then maybe you can take a vote Friday.
Sure.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
I'll send out a note highlighting the few areas that we mentioned and the link to the Google Docs and the reminder about Wednesday then. And then I'll get started on the transmittal memo letter.
All right. Any final words, Raj, or anybody else on the task force?
Nothing from my side.
Nope.
Thank you.
All right. So I guess we can conclude early and give people back the gift of time on Friday afternoon.
Great. Everybody have a great weekend.
Thanks.
All right.
Good luck, buddy.
You.
Have a good weekend. Bye. Thanks, everyone.